had a scan at 12 weeks, evening same time. About 15 weeks, I started feeling out of pain. And so I went for my scan at 20 weeks, thinking everything was okay. And we looked on the bottom screen, and the doctor was very quiet. And then he gripped my forearm and said, "I'm sorry, but the baby's dead." And I wailed. I can't remember what I said. Oh God. They took me out of the hospital team. I'd be admitted to hospital to have reduced birth because it was too far along the way for me to get sick. And when I felt the waters breaking and flowing out of me, I howled like an animal, like a wild wolf. Because it was only at that point that my body and my mind and my soul actually gave that baby up. My body didn't mind that it wasn't healthy, that it wasn't even alive. My body wanted that baby so much. And only when my waters broke did my body actually finally give up its hold on that baby. It's very difficult, very, very difficult to persuade myself to push that baby out. And the midwife delivered from him, and we held him. And it was very hard. Holding a dead child who doesn't look good, knowing that that's your child, that's my child, it's very hard. But in another way, I also felt quite proud of myself for having done that, because I had given birth to my child who was dead. But I've done that. That was such a hard thing to do. We drove home the long way around the harbour, and all of a sudden we saw a school of dolphins in the harbour, which you never see. You never see dolphins in the harbour. And that would have been about when the elephant was wanting to be cremated. And I felt like there was a soul out there with the dolphins swimming. And it was it was very beautiful. It was wonderful. And schon. Out there in the sea. There may be, maybe it was all